She hesitated, thinking she heard it again. It sounded like a faint scraping sound. Didn't you hear it?
Mom shook her head and stared toward the boxes. Both of them stood in silence, listening, waiting. But there was nothing.
Probably just the wind, Mom finally offered, as she stooped down and started picking up the shattered bulbs.
Becca nodded and crossed to the broom and dustpan.
Yeah, she said. Probably just the wind.
For the past couple of hours, Scott had been able to put the bookshop incident out of his mind, and for good reason. So far, he'd mistaken his hand for a cutting board while stripping off some speaker wires, and had almost blown up the TV by connecting the wrong cables to the wrong box. Now it was a fight to the finish with a computer's wireless router. He was up in his room, going for the best 2 out of 3 falls with the contraption. Unfortunately, Cornelius wasn't helping much.
Huh? Beam me up, Scotty. Beam me up.
Not now, Cornelius. I'm busy. The bright green bird hopped onto Scott's arm and worked his way up to Scott's right shoulder.
Make my day. Make my day.
Scott let out a heavy sigh. Teaching the family parrot cool phrases was fun back in the beginning. It was a great way to impress all of his Brazilian friends. The only problem was that people quit using those cool phrases a long time ago, a fact that totally escaped Cornelius. The bird just kept repeating the same things over and over and over and over some more. It made Scott crazy, especially when he was trying to concentrate.
Beam me up! What? Beam me up! Beam me up!
Scott tried to ignore him. He finished connecting the last cable, took a deep breath, and flipped the computer on. So far, so good. No power surges, no nuclear meltdowns. He entered a chat room. His father had taught him to use chat rooms when they were in Brazil. It was a great way of communicating with the outside world. And after a few moments, the computer at the other end picked up, and a phrase suddenly popped on to Scott's screen. Welcome to Nightlight. Name? Scott thought a moment, then typed in what he thought was an appropriate handle. New Kid. There was a pause, then another phrase appeared. That name is not logged onto our files. Is this your first time?
Yes.
Please select a password.
Scott gnawed on his left thumbnail as he looked around the room for a password. Chewing his nails was a habit he had had all of his life. It made Mom and Becca crazy, but it didn't bother him much, except when it came to opening pocket knives and that sort of thing. But hey, that's why God invented teeth.
Finally, his eyes landed on his used gym socks flung across the room. One partially hung over his lampshade. He shrugged and typed, "Dirty socks."